Listen to a conversation between a student and a business professor.
So, Richard, what's up?
Well, I know we have a test coming up on chapters...
Chapters 3 and 4 from your textbook.
Right, 3 and 4. Well, I didn't get something you said in class Monday.
All right. Do you remember what it was about?
Yeah, you were talking about a gym, a health club where people can go to exercise, that kind of thing.
Okay. But the health club model is actually from chapter 5, so...
Oh, chapter 5. Oh, so it's not... Okay, but I guess I still want to try to understand...
Oh, of course. Well, I was talking about an issue in strategic marketing. The health club model. With a health club, you might think they would have trouble attracting customers, right?
Well, I know when I pass by a health club and I see all those people working out, exercising, I just as soon walk on by.
Yeah, there's that. Plus, lots of people have exercise equipment at home, or they can play sports with their friends, right?
Sure.
But nowadays, in spite of all that, and expensive membership fees, health clubs are hugely popular. So how come?
I guess that's what I didn't understand.
Okay. Basically, they have to offer things that most people can't find anywhere else. You know, quality. That means better exercise equipment, high-end stuff, and classes, exercise classes, maybe aerobics.
I'm not sure if I... Okay, I get it. Yeah. And you know, another thing is, I think people probably feel good about themselves when they're at the gym. And they can meet new people, socialize.
Right. So health clubs offer high-quality facilities, and also they sell an image about people having more fun, relating better to others, and improving their own lives if they become members.
Sure, that makes sense.
Well then, can you think of another business or organization that could benefit from doing this? Think about an important building on campus here. Something everyone uses. A major source of information.
You mean like an administrative building?
Well, that's not what I had in mind.
Oh, you mean the library?
Exactly. Libraries. Imagine public libraries. They're an information resource for the whole community, right?
Well, they can be. But now with the internet and big bookstores, you can probably get what you need without going to a library.
Well, that's true. So, if you were the director of a public library, what would you do about that?
To get more people to stop in? Well, like you said, better equipment, maybe a super fast internet connection, and not just a good variety of books, but also like nice, comfortable areas where people can read and do research, things that make them want to come to the library and stay.
Great.
Oh, and maybe have authors come and do some readings, or, I don't know, special presentations, something people couldn't get at home.
Now you're getting it.
Thanks, Professor Wilkins. I think so, too.